Good morning, Patriots. Another fine day. Already hot here in St. Louis area. Tell you what, it's a northern guy, northwestern guy. This heat in the Midwest and the South has never done well for me. I lived in Georgia for 2 years, and man, that heat never gets any better. But I guess if you're down there your whole life, it's normal. But it's hot. All right, so MyPillow. Mike Lindell, as you know, spoke at Bartsfest and did an amazing job. And on that day, he also launched the MySlipper sale, which was 50% off on the MySlippers, which are indoor-outdoor slippers. They're super comfortable. On that day as well, which was Friday the 27th, I wore MySlippers. And I tell you what, had I not had those MySlippers, I don't think I could have walked around that day. They're so comfortable, and they're so good for your feet. An amazing test for them is what it was, because there was a lot of walking. I think we were doing about 15 plus miles a day walking, and very little sitting, almost standing almost all the day long across some really hard surfaces. So your feet get pretty tired, and my slippers saved the day. So get on over to MyPillow.com, scroll down to the radio listeners box on the front page, click on that, and you'll see a bunch of savings. My slippers are there for part of that savings. You can use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, to get some great deals and savings. And then there's other deals there when you're there. It's sheets and comforters and doggy beds and mattresses, pillows, of course. I mean, we don't want to forget the my pillow pillows. The sheets are amazing, I'm just telling you now. So, and towels are amazing. Everything over there is just fantastic. So head on over to MyPillow.com. Scroll down on the radio listeners box. Click on that. Find all the great savings. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, for incredible savings. You can also call 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939 for just some great additional savings over there. So anyway, that's if you want to talk to somebody, right? 800-975-2939 is if you feel compelled to needing to talk to a voice. And that's where they have that's the Patriot counseling number, right? You call them and they're like, hey, I need to know what I'm going to do. They're going to be like, you have a credit card? Yeah. Do you have your promo code? Yeah. Then we'll fix you up and you'll never have to go to a counselor again. You'll sleep like a baby and they'll get you all hooked up. So that's what you want to do. And you won't even have to, you don't even have to spend all this time on drugs and listening onto a couch or whatever they do to you. You just get your MyPillow stuff and the Patriot counselors there will get you hooked up and right away you're good to go. So it's perfect. Then there's Expedition Coffee, which is the coffee for Bard's folks here. It's fantastic. It's a health coffee. It was there at the Bard's Fest. Everybody loved it. So get on over to expeditioncoffee.com. We're going to be introducing the triad of the other support products. It's all about rebuilding the immune system, strengthening the immune system, and strengthening our DNA and RNA, which is so important in this day and age. Which, of course, we can't say why, because if I said why, then the FTC would come in and say, oh, you're lying. I'm like, I'm not lying, but, of course, you know what they are, because according to them, there's only one solution towards destroying your DNA, and we know what that is, and they think that everybody should have their DNA destroyed by Big Pharma. So we're kind of saying, no, you shouldn't. And we know that FDA is just a bunch of liars and owned by Big Pharma anyway. But anyway, so Expedition Coffee, expeditioncoffee.com. And check that out. And there's 30 days servings in a single container. It's good coffee. You can either mix it with your existing coffee or you can have it standalone on its own. Both taste great. And just as part of building the first step in the process of helping rebuild this and strengthen your immune system. So tonight, Patriots, at 5 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to start the first of a weekly, which will now become a regular weekly show on Brighteon TV. It's the Bards FM show. It'll have its debut tonight on Brighteon TV. And So that's going to, it's going to start as kind of like a travel log because I'm still here. I'm not going to be in a studio, which is fine. But anyway, that's tonight at 5 p.m. on Brighteon TV, 5 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow night, and I have to check the time, I think it's at 7, but I'll check that later. But anyway, tomorrow night, Resistance Chicks are launching their show, their debut show, and I'm on that show as well tomorrow night, Friday night. So, and there's two shows to pick up if you're interested. Should be a good series of discussions. The show on Brighteon TV for Bards folks is going to be kind of current events and commentary like I do, but it'll be more focused on the immediate news and always faith and knowledge. Always faith and knowledge. We'll wrap it around that way, which will be good for the folks on Brighteon TV because I don't think they need more. They need more faith. Be good for them. Well, this week has gone by in an interesting way. I've been literally, I have to apologize for last night. I dropped two shows last night, not intentionally. I have been literally exhausted the last few days. And it's not been an easy recovery. So I'm kind of slowly getting myself back together. I'll be leaving here in probably Sunday or Saturday or Sunday. But I took the week just to kind of recuperate and rest, and that was a hard run for the last 4 months, and culminating in Bards Fest, which was in itself just a huge success. We have tremendous support from all of our team partners now. I mean, they're so excited. Clout Hub is super energized to be part of this with us, and we've got Resistance Chicks are going to be pushing a lot of what we're doing too, which they're a great channel. If you haven't checked them out, do check them out. They're really good, solid. I used to follow them a long time on YouTube until YouTube nuked them like they nuked everybody at one point or another. And then it's just a really good process we have going on here, and a lot of things we're building forward. It's all going to be centered on county by county. So it's been a kind of a slow process this week of standing up and also doing some pretty deep reflection on what we all went through. My go-to verse these days is Jeremiah 6:16. And it's... That's interesting. Hang on a second. I was typed it in. It told me I couldn't find it. That would fit, right? That would be like, oh, now no longer can you find scripture on here because we think that that's against the progressive agenda or something not nasty like that. I'll tell you, we had a problem during Bards Fest of some of the browsers blocking our website. Which itself was a little bit crazy. So, but Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. This verse is one that I'm really hitting on a lot because it's a choice. And it's a critical choice of where we are right now. And the ancient paths are ones that we've long forgotten, obviously. It's not said lightly. Our lives these days do not walk constantly within our faith and within God's walk and within God's wings and his hold. We tend to do a little bit of God and do a whole bunch of other things. And I think that's the biggest part is we have to constantly reset our ways towards an old way of finding a way forward so that we can constantly walk within the breath of God. That's not something that's just done. It's a process and it's a discipline. And it's something we have to work on each and every day to accomplish it. And it doesn't get any easier. It just means you have to be disciplined to try to push for it. The challenge that we have in this day and age is just that we've come to a place where life goes so fast and so many things come at us that our relationship with God somehow always seems to take a second seat. If we would take time in everything we do to put the relationship with God first, we would find that so many of the things we're dealing with would literally slow down. And that's not said lightly, and the importance of that either, because so much of what this modern world is that is working to control us and ultimately destroy us is to move so fast and to keep you so off base that you could never comprehend truly what the truth is. I mean, look at how this Rona thing works and how quickly they've moved from one thing to another, and they keep changing the narrative. I mean, a lot of that is propaganda techniques, but it's also a very well-engineered process to keep people away from the one thing that they know will keep people anchored and stable, and that's faith. Faith doesn't work quickly. Our relationship with God is not a fast burn relationship. It's a steady growth. It's a steady process of breath and prayer and listening and being in that place of celebration with God and praise of God. And we have to constantly keep that before us. Otherwise, the world around us just will race away past us. And that's literally what has been happening. The spontaneous reaction to things without any logic or out any thinking or without any wisdom now typifies most of the world. A large percentage of our population have literally walked off the cliff taking this injection, permanently modifying their DNA and RNA. And in so doing, are literally taking that on a response based on fear and other emotions around that without any thought, without any consideration. We can put things before people and they absolutely don't listen. If we are anchored in faith and walking in faith, there is a reasonable place of being able to reflect, to pray, to breathe, and to respect a process that God has put before us to see the wisdom in things or lack thereof rather than react. If we all make that leap into that space and hold that space, and I think that's the big one, is being able to hold that particular place where we are not reacting, we are keeping steady. We literally begin to transform our world in a way that we own it, we control it, rather than they dictating to us. And they obviously being the puppet masters and those in power trying to force feed agendas to us. 9/11 resulted in the Patriot Act, and in a flash, in a matter of days, the Patriot Act was passed, and in so doing, we gave away most of our Constitution, destroyed it right there and then on site. And everyone seemed to be okay with it at the time. The few that were screaming bloody murder were considered strange and anti-American, which is really sad. The logic that they play with constantly is the emotions. And those emotions that we struggle with are our emotions of fear, anger, anxiety, all these different things. And they turn them against us to force a decision process on us that we then can rationalize ourselves, and they're not responsible. And that's a key part of this. And this has always been like this. The key part is that we are using our free will. We are choosing on our own. And whether we choose for good or whether we choose for evil, we end up choosing. And in so doing, we are using the gift that God gave us, which was either to return to Him or not, using our free will. They are masterful at manipulating us. And we have been masterfully stupid at accepting it. I mean, we have really become quite good, actually, at giving away our rights, walking into off the cliff, and willfully being manipulated. In fact, if I was to grade humanity as its willingness to be manipulated and to literally walk off the cliff, I would have to say we get about an A plus right now. And that would be an A plus for being stupid. So it's amazing how much that happens. And so much of that originates from the fact that we no longer have faith in our life. Not in our daily life. We've stripped it from schools. We've stripped it from government. Our churches have failed us because they're, so many of them are just based on the compliance with the state. And we just have lost so much of the strength of what we've had as a nation because at the core of that fight, which they did an extremely good job, they've degraded and stripped away our most powerful guide, which was our faith and our relationship through Christ to the Father. And that puts it on us then to reinvigorate that. And that takes a daily discipline for us to do that. When you think about how all this comes about and what our big role is here, it is also, we've discussed it at Bard's Fest. We acted on it at Bard's Fest. We're going to be discussing it a lot as we move forward, which is the importance of repentance. And I think for a lot of people, I even had somebody ask me this last night. It's like, why would that be important? Well, it's quite simple, actually, because when we make these decisions to walk into Lucifer's den, quite frankly, we make these decisions to walk in a place where we're walking away from God. The courts of heaven cannot intervene where there is sin. It's not possible. However, when we repent and we make it as a regular process of repenting for our sins, we are literally allowing the courts of heaven to intercede as they need to. And that is the key part here in all of this, is that our willingness to be humbled before God, to ask for forgiveness for the sins that we have done, and to then seek an acceptance, if you will, or reunion back with God, allows the courts of heaven to take us back in and to then start dealing with many of the dark problems that are here on earth. In the day and age in which we live, those ideas for many, the way that our old world has been shaped, seem almost insane for many. They're like, oh, who would believe such a thing? And why would you possibly believe that anything like that would even be possible? And that comes about from a very effective process over years of degrading our faith, of degrading everything about who we are, about who Jesus Christ was, about who God is, and constantly putting our focus and our eyes on the doers and masters of evil, rather than which are all hidden behind the material things and the jobs and the 401ks and the debt for our homes and the variety of things that we want. Our lives really if you think about it, without faith and a relationship with God, our lives are really pretty stupid, I think would be the right term. I mean, I mean this exactly. I mean, think about this. I mean, as a human species, who in the world would ever have created a species like humans so that your sole purpose in life was to buy some junk, get a job, pay off your credit cards, and store a little bit of money aside so you have some retirement? I mean, if that was the true function, if that's all our function is in life, then that's a pretty poor statement on the process of this ecosystem of the world. I mean, we would be the only creature that would have such a ridiculous existence in this entire kingdom, here. And it would have been a design, so to speak, that human beings are going to be created so that they can be merchants and consumers. That's ridiculous. So we're at a... But those very obvious things are hidden from us. And we tend not to want to look at those harsh facts because it's much more important to look at the details and the complexities of things like... Okay, so for example, I need to look at all the complexities of the contracts that I'm involved in if I'm going to buy my house and under a mortgage, and all those details become much more important than the simple fact of you're going in debt. And it's part of your, again, it's part of that function of controlling you. Or if you're going to be trading on the stock market, it's a lot easier to say, well, I'm going to be doing these trends and matching these trends, and I'm looking for this emerging opportunity, and I'm going to look at all the company's information rather than just admitting that you're just part of a gambling scheme. I mean, we don't want to look at the simple facts of what the world is that we've become part of. And the world that we're part of is ridiculous. It is a complete insult to who we are as humanity, and yet we have been so willing to just accept it. And it's puzzling to me why we've been so willing to accept that. It's like basically saying to you, I'm going to offer you an opportunity to be a retard. And if you'll accept that, then I'll make your life easy. Don't think, don't function, don't have any cognitive ability. But with that, I'll guarantee you that you'll have a little bit of something in the end, and that's okay. And it's really that insulting when you think about it, because human beings have such potential. Cognitively, we have such potential. Spiritually, we have unlimited potential, and yet we water it all down to some credit cards, some debt, a mortgage, a car payment, the white picket fence, 2.5 dogs, 2 kids, whatever, you know, the statistical part of who is what your life is, and that you will agree to work your whole life in a job, whatever that job is, doesn't matter, as long as you save money and that you're saving money towards the end when you will finally retire, and then you'll be able to spend it if you're still alive. Came across somebody last night. I made that comment. He's like, I can't believe how wonderful retirement is. I don't have to do anything. And it's just a bizarre statement, because there's nowhere biblically does it say that you're supposed to retire and do nothing. In fact, it's the idea of right works and works all the way to the end. And yet there's this desire literally to do nothing in the world. What is that? And I can't answer it. I just go back to Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is, and walk in it and find the rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. And that is literally what we're witnessing, is we're seeing so many that don't want to take that effort to walk towards the ancient paths. They don't want to embrace what that world is like. It's a emotional and physical satiation with the things in life versus this fulfillment that comes through our relationship in God and Christ, which has in itself an unlimited range of joy, happiness, and fulfillment. But we've become so watered down as society, we just can't seem to understand that there's something so much greater than our material possessions. And it's a walk in life that is so superior to anything than we've ever experienced. And yet it's there. It's there for us to take. It's there for us to have. God's offered us to us every single day. All we have to do is breathe and lean in. And in so doing, we literally are released from so much of this burden, which it is that. I mean, there's another part of it I just crack up at, is why are we so obsessed with putting a burden on ourselves? We'll go back to the car. You buy a car. It's always the, you know, the excitement of getting that new car. and you get the car and it's in debt and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to be able to pay this off in X number of months. So you get a 60-month loan, say, on a new car. And you get the new car. And that all is fine. And it sounds exciting because the new car has a new car smell. And it's got all these new features in it that you love. And it's got a way the seat fits. And it's got some gimmick here or there that maybe the way the seat moves back and forth or the way the sunroof opens up. Maybe it's got some cool fog light system that you have a little deal. Maybe the whole style of the car is exactly what you've been looking for. It fits your personality. You see it as a reflection of your inner self, whatever. How long does that last? And I guarantee you, all that coolness doesn't last past about 3 months. And then, at that point in time, the reality sets in that you're still stuck with these payments. And they're going to be there for another, 57 months, right? And in that time, then you start to have to ask yourself, you start to see where that money's going, and it just doesn't add up, to be quite frank. You're paying back a loan that with an interest rate on there that is allowing them now to make money out of nothing, quite frankly. And the rationale is that because they've loaned you money, they deserve to make money on top of it, except that money never existed until you bought it. So just a lot of things about this world that we just don't look hard enough at, and we just accept too willingly. And in the fact of accepting willingly, we accept our path of obedience rather than a path of defiance and a path of spiritual righteousness. That has to change. If we are literally going to reclaim this world, we have to be challenging ourselves to break from the obedience of the system and our willful acceptance of things without questioning. We have to. And we have to quit telling ourselves that we can't and start telling ourselves that we can. All of these things have to change. God is giving us everything we need. He provides all. But how we steward that is where it really depends upon. And if we are stewarding it in terms of the current system and we're accepting the obedience and enslavement of the current system, then we're walking into a contract with Lucifer's den that we're bound to. And the only way out of that then is repentance. And then from repentance, the courts of heaven can intervene, but it doesn't mean that things just get reset. It means that we have to also make the commitment to that walk. Again, making the choice of seeking the ancient paths and not saying we will not walk in it. Jeremiah 6:16, it's a powerful phrase and reflection of where we are and the choices that we make each day. And it's a choice that we are deciding of whether we are going to literally walk with God and all that he brings to us and all that he asks of us, or whether we're simply going to say, no, I'd much rather, fulfill my life here. And my life here will be material. It will be debt-ridden. It will be focused on the aspects of life here that I can't take with me. But if that's how you want to live, it will be an interesting ride that will end up being empty in the end. But if we decide to make the walk, and we start to walk off into the ancient paths, then we are getting to a place where we can begin to reset our relationship with God and leave this enslavement that we've been willfully part of and willfully accepted. That's pretty much it. We have to choose. And if we can't choose with God first, then we're going to choose, which is ultimately the wide gate, we're going to choose to be part of enslavement, and it's always going to be the easy path, the lures that fulfill us, but our weakness inside of us will lead us down to destruction. We have to discern in each and every step, and we have to put God before us in all things. And as we do, we find that the ancient paths begin to reveal themselves, and we have to make the decision to walk in them and on them. And as we follow that path, we move farther and farther away from this trap that we currently live in, this matrix, freeing ourselves and ultimately walking closer to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for the blessed days that you give us each day to reflect deeply upon the wisdom, the scriptures, and to reflect where we are in this world. Lord, we ask that you guide us as we seek the ancient paths, as we seek to find the ancient wisdoms and walking close with you, to open our eyes, to give us the ability to discern and to understand where our decision points are, to avoid the traps, the lures of the many things that we are tempted with each and every day. Lord, we ask that you give us the eyes to see and ears to hear as we confront the challenges in our own life, as we try to separate ourselves from the processes where we have accepted the paths of darkness or the paths of the Luciferian traps. We pray that you'll give us the strength to repent and to do so humbly in our heart, and in so doing to break those contracts that we have, and to and then open our hearts and our way from the courts of heaven to guide us. Lord, in this path ahead, we know that we're going to be deeply challenged. And in being deeply challenged, we know that part of that is there's going to be increased temptations and pressures for us to continue to be part of a system that we can witness and see that it's dying. We just pray again for the ability for us to separate from that, to find those ancient paths and to walk more closely with you. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. It's all about our decisions, what we choose, and how we choose. And in the end, we have to make those decisions of whether we're going to be walking with God or walking in this world of the wide gate and the easy paths. We have to make those decisions. God's given us the tools. He's given us the choice, in fact, free will. And I think that's the hardest part for many, is to realize that no one's doing this for you. God's there for you, but he's not going to make the decision for you. You have to make it. And you have to make the decision as to how your dedication is going to be, how your conviction is going to be, and how willing you are to step away from the things that have lured you in so many times. It's a time to reflect and a time for change. And that right there is critical, because the world has changed and it continues to change. And right now, as we witness, it is changing faster and faster each day. Decision of where you want to be with the chaos that you're witnessing, or to be in the path of God. I'll choose the ancient path and walk with God. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers are unity. Prayers are our strength. Prayers are our foundation and relationship with God. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. So have a blessed day, Patriots. I'll see you this evening for Bards FM. Also, don't forget, I'll be on Brighteon TV tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern. So until then, or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.
And embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. Guiding past the fault lines, we're riding.
on to what we built, absolution. East of Eden, running with the wolves to freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers, what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. We hold inside a revival.